Hi, my name is John Ormond. I'm with the Azure Networking Engineering team, and I'd like to talk to you today a little bit about the networking aspects of SAP HANA large instances in Azure. There's a lot of questions that we get as we've onboarded customers about what are all the ranges for and how does the networking work with the large instance. It's a bit different than what you'll see with just pure Azure virtual networking. Because the large instances are physical hardware that we're enabling customers to have dedicated use of, the networking aspects are a little bit different. To bring this into the Azure network, we actually use ExpressRoute in the middle to transport that traffic between the virtual network and the physical devices. So what I'd like to talk to you about is how that is actually constructed. So at a very high level, let's look at what we have with the SAP HANA large instance. We start with the HANA blade itself. And that's connected to the large instance network. So there's also a physical network, because these are physical blades. Then we get connected to ExpressRoute, which then goes up to Azure, where we've got a gateway, a virtual network, VNet, which we'll have a virtual machine connected to. Virtual machine. So at a very high level, there's a lot more components than what you see here, but for the addressing, this is where we'll find all of the addresses that we ask for when you onboard in this diagram. So usually the first thing that we need to know is what is the address space going to look like in Azure. So in this virtual network, we've got a tenant, if I could spell, and a gateway. Normally these networks, the tenant is a /24. If you're familiar with CIDR notation, that means around a little over 200 addresses, and there's also a gateway subnet. So the gateway that's in this diagram, it needs to have some IP addresses. That's usually a /28 and a /27. In a few minutes I'll talk to you about some restrictions on those IP addresses, but for now that's where those addresses are used. Now, to transition from the virtual network down to the physical network, we also ask for what we call a point-to-point address. That goes right in here. This is the point-to-point, and that is usually, actually it's always, a /29. So that's another /29 address range that we'll ask the customer for. And then last but not least, the HANA blades themselves have an internal IP address, but we ask you to give us a NAT range so that we can present those to you with a friendly address. So we also will ask for a NAT pool. Again, this is usually a /24, but this could be as small or as large as you want to make it. So we've got addresses, as you can see on the drawing, in many different places. It's important to know where these things can overlap, but where they can't, where you can aggregate and where you can't aggregate. All of the addresses that we talk about for the network are all your addresses. So if you use the 10-dot address space, private address space in your corporate network, all of these addresses should be in that domain or in that routing domain and non-overlapping with anything else anywhere in your network. So off of the top of this diagram, that gateway is also connected to another ExpressRoute circuit going to your on-prem. So all of your corporate addresses are being broadcast up to the virtual network, and all of these addresses are also being broadcast down to your on-premises. So it's really important that nothing in this diagram overlaps with anything down in your on-premises network. So if we look at the virtual machine, it's going to get addresses. Let me get my highlighter out. It's going to get addresses from this /24. These are the addresses that when you remote desktop or SSH to these machines, that's the address that you're going to use. It's something out of that. The gateway is going to have an address out of this pool, and also there's some BGP addresses that are used with the ExpressRoute routers that come from that gateway address as well. These two ranges are broadcast via BGP down to the HANA large instance stamp. So it's not always just these two ranges, though. What actually gets broadcast in your virtual network, if you look at the Azure portal and look at the network configuration, you'll see the subnets where the /24 and the /28 live. There's also another attribute called address space. Now, the address space is actually what is broadcast down to the HANA large instance stamp. So I'll just switch back to my pen. Now, the address space, these values must include the subnets, but they can be more than that. So for instance, I could actually aggregate these two things into a larger range. And so that BGP broadcasts only one route down to the large instance. I recommend that your address space is the same as your tenant and gateway ranges, so that your address space is actually two lines. Now, if we have multiple tenants, if I had another tenant in here, it was tenant one and tenant two, they could both be /24s. And then I could aggregate my address space to be a /23. Whoops, 23. So combining these two together into this 123 and then do a /28. This is fine. So you can do aggregation if they're contiguous. What I've seen many customers do and have a lot of trouble with, they'll try to aggregate everything. So if I have two /24s and a /28, maybe I could aggregate these into a /22, but there's a lot of leftover space, a lot of space that's not assigned actually to any subnet in Azure. And what's going to happen, this address space is going to get broadcast down to your on-prem. So that /22 and all the addresses are going to get broadcast to the on-prem network and say, hey, anything on-premises, if you want to send it to anything in this /22, that's up in Azure. And what happens is, because there's space that's not used in Azure, it could be used in your on-premise network, that will get broadcast down, and those routes could be sucked up into Azure, but there's not really any place for them to go. So we've seen customers have a lot of routes to nowhere because they used a value that they shouldn't have used for their address space. So I highly recommend that your address space only contains values that are actually used on your subnets. That's really important. So your address space should only contain addresses that are assigned to subnets. If you've got space that's for growth, I highly recommend you don't put it there. You can always add additional address space lines later. And in this case, I would even say do a /24, a /24, and a /28 in your address space. You can have as many lines as you want. So it's really advantageous to keep the address spaces matching your subnet space as much as possible. I've seen lots of issues there where people over-aggregate. So really important to know that BGP is broadcasting the address space, not the actual subnet range values. So if you keep them one-to-one, you never have to worry about that confusion. Now, let's look at the next set of IPs, and that is, I'll use green, the point-to-point, which is always a /29. In ExpressRoute, there are two BGP sessions. Each one gets a /30, so that's why we ask for a /29, so we can split it into the first half 30 and the second half 30. Those are actually used right here to establish BGP between the physical network of the large instance stamp and the Microsoft virtual network. So we've got to have something to bridge the physical up into the virtual network, and that's what that point-to-point address is. It's important that this point-to-point address, this /29, is nowhere in the virtual network address space. Cannot overlap there. Has to be unique, non-overlapping with that. In fact, it should reside nowhere in Azure. And that is just to establish the BGP connection between the virtual network on the right down to the HANA large instance network on the left. Now, once we get into this network, I'll pick another color, go blue, we actually have in here a NAT. And so that's what this NAT address is about. It goes right there. And this allows you to assign the blades in the large instance stamp with friendly IPs for you to use, even though internally we use our own private IP addresses for those. But that /24 is broadcast back up to Azure again, so you can use a friendly contiguous IP address for those blades. So that NAT pool also must not be in the address space for your virtual network. Both the NAT pool, grabbed the wrong highlighter, there we go. Both the NAT pool, the green and the blue, the NAT pool and the point-to-point address must not be in the address space in that, that magenta color there. They've got to be separate from that, completely outside of Azure virtual networks. So once you have all those in place, now you can talk. So your VM on the right-hand side up here can actually talk to the NAT pool and down to the HANA blade itself. With these ranges distinctly different and in place as shown in the diagram, you can successfully connect. Now one other thing of note, inside the large instance stamp itself, the blade will have its own internal or inner IP address. And if you're talking from one blade to another, you'll actually use that inner IP. So when you SSH to the HANA large instance blade, you'll be able to see what the local IP address is on it and for all of your instances, and then talk directly on that inner IP and not use the NAT IP. It will just save you hops and it'll be a more efficient route through the network in the stamp. So I think that's really what I wanted to get across. There are a few nuances that I explained here. I really want to emphasize the address space and VNet connection. That's critical that you get that right and don't over aggregate. Only advertise what you're using and have assigned to subnets. That is a best practice. And also make sure that the NAT pool and the point-to-point addresses are not included in the address space for your virtual network. Those have to be separate. So with that, I want to thank you for your time and have fun with SAP HANA Large Instances.